It's time for our monthly conversation with UNC Health Party. I'm always excited about these conversations, but this is going to be a little different because typically we talk about specialties or services or new offices opening. Now we get to talk about the people who make all of that happen, ultimately. Amber Hendricks is with us this morning with UNC Health Party. She's the manager of talent acquisition. First of all, Amber, welcome. Nice to have you here.
Thank you. I really appreciate being here.
Okay. How does one become a manager of talent acquisition?
Sometimes it just happens. That was definitely not a career plan that I thought of.
Yeah.
I started in pharmacy, and I actually started in pharmacy at Pardee, and I decided to go get my bachelor's, and I ended up in a master's of HR. And then I came back into HR at Pardee, and now I have landed in recruitment and talent acquisition, and I absolutely love it.
So what does that look like? What does recruitment and talent acquisition look like for UNC Health Party?
It looks like we have a team of five, if you include myself. So it is me and four other recruiters. And we are constantly outreaching to candidates and helping to get them on board and coordinate them, meeting with our hiring managers and our hiring team, also working with the hiring managers to find the right candidates for their open positions, even if we have to go on some adventures for that. Really just making sure that everybody along the way is actually getting the best experience that they possibly can to come on board as a new team member.
So you got to truly believe in what you're promoting and what you're pitching to some of these folks to recruit
Absolutely.
Them. So talk to us about how you feel about UNC Health Party.
Yeah, like I said, I started my career at Pardee, and I was at 19 years old and started my career in pharmacy. And Pardee has given me a lot of opportunities. I learned a lot in the pharmacy, and I got to do a lot of different things there, including inpatient pharmacy and our cancer center pharmacy and our med history technician role, which was primarily based in the ER. And I got to just experience a lot of the hospital myself, which made me truly believe in, of course, the care that we provide across multiple service lines.
Wow.
Get to really work firsthand with those people that are providing the direct patient care. Now I get to translate that into helping hire the people that provide the direct patient care.
Wow, fantastic. So let's talk about positions right now. What are the positions that are in maybe the most highest in demand with a place like UNC Health Party?
Like all other healthcare organizations, we are, of course, looking for registered nurses.
Sure.
But we also hire for a lot of different opportunities as well. So right now, what some of our big ticket items are certified surgical technicians, certified medical assistants, and customer service representatives in our outpatient offices, like our Pardee Blue MD offices.
So that's really kind of the team that makes up, the team that supports the doctors and the nurses and all that kind of thing, right?
Correct.
I mean, that's what those positions look like, right?
Correct.
And you're out recruiting for those positions as well?
Yeah, absolutely. We do recruit for a lot of different positions. There's a lot of different roles that make up a healthcare organization.
Yeah.
We have billing, we have marketing, we have HR, we have all sorts of different positions available and a lot of different backgrounds.
So you literally are recruiting. You're not necessarily just waiting on someone to send a resume in.
That's true.
That's part of it.
That's part of the
recruiting. Wow, interesting. So we talked about sort of your belief in UNC Health Party because you're out there promoting it and pitching it. Let's talk about what do you feel, how do you feel about it being a perfect place for a career in not just what they do, but how they serve our community?
Yeah, I mean, I go into my position each day with the thought process of my job cares for patients, maybe not in a direct way, but I do impact patients in our community. And that's what it's all about. And I think that transfers to a lot of different positions as well, whether you're providing the direct patient care or not.
Yeah.
All of us really do go into the hospital each day and think, I'm going to make a difference for patients in our community. And I think that's what makes it such a special place.
We want to remind folks, we're speaking with Amber Hendricks. She's UNC Health Party Manager of Talent Acquisition. We've danced all around this, and we probably described it somewhat, but I don't know if we've necessarily used the phrase. Describe the culture, because that's something that you got to promote as well, right?
Yeah. I always describe our culture with an example. Whenever I go over to the hospital for a meeting or whatnot, I have to budget extra time because I'm going to stop in the hospital and talk to multiple people along the way because everyone there is truly just an awesome person, and I'm lucky to have a lot of friendships in the hospital itself. And so you just stop and you just talk to everybody, and it's one gigantic community.
How long have you been on the recruitment side?
I have been on the recruitment side for about a year and a half now.
Okay. All right. Can you tell us a story or of someone that you kind of feel like you recruited and brought in and they've helped make a big difference? And maybe there's like, thank you, Amber. Thank you for recruiting me for this because I love it.
I will give an example of a nurse that we hired for a new adolescent behavioral health unit.
Yeah.
I talked to him probably, he was probably one of the first people I talked to as a candidate whenever I started recruitment, and I was just a brand new recruiter here. He wasn't quite ready to come over, and I wasn't quite ready to let him go. And so I continued to pester him for about a year, and I convinced him to come on over and come onto the team. And he's here, and he's making an awesome difference.
Wow.
Yeah.
I am so glad I asked that question, because that really kind of gives us an insight into what you're doing and how you're doing it. All right, somebody listening today who may be considering some type of a career change, maybe they didn't realize there was as much as there is available at UNC Health Pardee. What would you want them to know?
I would point them in the direction of our careers page. It's pardeehospital.org/careers. But also, our recruitment team is set up every Wednesday at the main hospital entrance for Walk-In Wednesday.
Okay.
We're there from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., and we are there through August 26th.
Yep.
After that, we'll adjust our schedule, but for right now, we're there every Wednesday. I encourage anybody who has any questions, just want to talk to somebody, to come on by and just sit down and have a conversation with us, because we're here to help.
Okay, Walk-In Wednesdays. We've been talking about those. We've been promoting them here. So once again, we can go to the website, the career opportunities webpage, and we will see available opportunities now.
That's correct.
And what is that page again? What is that address?
Pardeehospital.org/careers.
Pardeehospital.org/careers.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. And watch out, folks, because if you get an interview and you get an interview with Amber Hendricks, and she wants you, she's going to stay on you until you become part of the team. Amber, thank you so much. Thanks for spending some time with
us. Thank you for having me.
Once again, pardeehospital.org/careers. Thank you.
Thank you.